content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Spiritually Raw's mission to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. If you like this video, please help us spread the message and give it a thumbs up, share, comment, and subscribe. So we're so grateful to those of you who are also joining and becoming members of our Patreon channel and becoming part of this great global movement away from the programming and towards personal enlightenment. We invite you to access our private community and exclusive Spiritually Raw content at patreon.com/spirituallyraw. So we got great times ahead of us.
And if you want to be a guest, all you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com and fill out the guest questionnaire.
What she said. Yeah. There you go. So anyway, so who is our guest today? Because I know we got so much to talk about, so little time to
and
talk about.
And I hope
about
I don't trip this up. Okay. Yeah. We have an awesome guest today. And she has one heck of a history. Salonine Terry Apodaca is a survivor of MK Ultra, trauma-based mind control, and sex slavery in childhood. Her father was a Mason and Illuminati member who took her into the MK Ultra program when she was literally born. She was used as a sex slave for the Masons from the age of 0 to 9 years old, and then was also taken through mind control programs up till the age of 18. She was also trained and initiated into healing and spiritual awakening by her mother, who is a Reiki grandmaster, who chose Salani to be her successor in Reiki Grand Mastership, as well as other spiritual teachings. She used her healing knowledge to heal and deprogram herself. And she also deprogrammed the man who killed JFK. We're going to talk about this, the shooter on the grassy knoll. She then realized, you know what? She could do deprogram other people as well from mind control and the spells from the matrix that we live in. She heals people from chronic illnesses. She releases trauma, addictions, healing energy, sacred alchemy, spiritual waking, soul retrieval, and the list goes on and on. She's the author of Emerging from the Matrix, Healing Human Trauma and Ending Global Enslavement.
Salonine Apodaca, welcome. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on your show today. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. Thanks. Listen, we're going to just dive right in so we can get our audience to get a perspective of you, if that's good with you. So, survivor of MK Ultra trauma-based mind control and sex slavery. Can you first break down MK Ultra? What exactly is that? What, for starters?
MK Ultra is a German term. MK means mind control, as it would be spelled in German. Ultra being ultra mind control, and it was created by Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Auschwitz death doctor in Auschwitz concentration camp. He survived World War II, and he came to the United States under an alias, and he was paid and supported and given housing and everything. And he created, along with Alan Dulles, the first director of the CIA, this massive MK Ultra program, which has 180 different projects, different programs. I was in the sex kitten, beta sex kitten, and other family members and people in my program went into the alpha program and the delta program and other programs.
So when you say beta, are you saying that you were the first test products of MK Ultra?
Well, not necessarily the first. I mean, this program began around 1950, and I was born in the 50s, so it continues to this day, although it's being wiped out right now by Donald Trump. But this MK Ultra program was very extensive in the 50s and the 60s in a certain way. I mean, those of us who were first in it, it's more like talking to us directly, whereas now they use chips and AI and stuff like that that they plant into people. But I was in a group of about 300 kids. And they chose us based on our appearances. Like in my case, my divine energy, I'm really spiritual. I was born that way. And so they use me for sex because they're They're living off of my divine energy. Other people were chosen for their intellect, you know, not that I'm not smart, but I was also trained for the NASA human computer program. So they were trying to decide, is she going to be the next Marilyn Monroe or is she going to be a human computer? But I broke free. So does that answer your question?
What's that? Can we backtrack? Does that answer your question? Yeah, well, yes. I'm going to backtrack a little bit though. So wait a minute. So your dad, literally, you were born and then he took you into it shortly after you were born. Was your dad also born into the Illuminati?
Yeah, and you know, this is where forgiveness comes in. Of course, I'm a spiritual person and I forgive them. You know, my father was a lost soul. And he was also abused by his father and his grandfather. My great-grandfather and maybe before him, great-great-grandfather, they were the founders of the KKK in the South. Uh-huh. And the KKK is controlled entirely by the Masons. And, you know, so they recruited people that were poor and uneducated to create this KKK thing and to oppress Black people and other people. And then they had to escape the South. My ancestor is Jesse James, and he was actually an undercover agent for the Confederacy, for Jefferson Davis.
The outlaw Jesse James?
Yeah, so he was never an outlaw. He was actually an undercover, early CIA-type agent. And so, he was robbing the Confederacy.
When your dad took you into this, and then you first stated off when we asked you the question, you said, okay, well, this is that you started talking about forgiveness there. So he took you in there, and you were, you know, how old were you again when he started taking
it? Zero, the day I was born.
So this was the day you were born. So you actually kind of grew up, I would imagine, through this to somewhat, right? So at what point did you feel like this was, at what point did you feel, okay, is this really normal? Is this how it's supposed to be? This how I'm supposed to live? I mean, or when did something awaken for you?
Well, that's a good question. Let's put it this way. First of all, I'm fortunate that my father was so mentally ill that he didn't become a powerful Mason like somebody like George Bush. So he kind of fell away. And by the time that I was a teenager, my mother was training me to be in Reiki and Zen Buddhism and spirituality and Christianity. I had the fortunate training from all the religions. My mother was very spiritual and she brought me into every single religion and trained me, you know, from Christianity to Hinduism.
Were your mom and your dad married?
Because my mom didn't know because she was an alcoholic. So I believe my mother was also put under some kind of a spell because she had no idea what was going on. To answer your question, Jay, you know, in the family, I was the scapegoat. So I was told that whenever I was abused, that this was love, that this was normal, and that I should accept it, and that I should never question it. And so I didn't know any better. Plus, when you're mind controlled, you don't remember the sexual abuse. So I did not remember my sexual abuse until after I was married. And then after I got divorced, the rest of it came because I couldn't completely heal in the presence of my husband because he wasn't awake. So when that marriage ended, all of my memories came forward.
When you say you didn't remember till after you got married, so what happened? What was the trigger? What was the trigger that got you to remember all this?
Well, you know, I knew something was wrong. I was always standing up to my dad, but I didn't realize I was an MKUltra when I was a child. And I was standing up to him and saying, what's wrong with you? You know, why do you act like this? Why are you beating us all the time? And so, you know, I was always at odds with the family. And then when I left home, I was completely abandoned and exiled by my family because I had been a rebel. I was standing up and I was saying, this isn't right. But I didn't fully grasp what was wrong with them. I didn't know my dad was a Mason until I was older because it's a secret. They can't tell anybody that they're Masons. And it wasn't until I was... Actually, I received a treatment about the time I started to have my healing because of Reiki. Mrs. Takata saved my life, Grandmaster Mrs. Takata. She gave me dozens of healing treatments, mental treatments. That's what really healed me. And that went throughout from 9 to 20. I received, you know, thousands, treatments. I went to an acupuncturist who was really she was a shaman and an energy healer, a much older woman. And as soon as she looked at my aura before I said anything, she said, so you were a sex slave for the Masons, weren't you? And your father was a Mason. I never said a word, you know, I said, how could you see that? And she said, your aura is marked with Masonic symbols and satanic symbols. So that's what they do. It's black magic that they do, the Masons.
So they do
a spell on you. That's what they do.
I want to get to that black magic, but before we get there, so when you were a child growing in there, were there other children bought in? So were you bought in, was there like groups of children, or was you selectively one by one?
Well, it was mostly my brother, my sister, and I. And then later, when I went into the programming, where you're sitting in a classroom and you're being programmed, there were groups of children. They were all the same age as me. So they're anywhere from 20 to 300. And we went through speed reading and other programs. At that point, you weren't being abused because the abuse has already happened to you. So when you get into the mind control programs, they've already traumatized you to the point where you're broken. And so they can insert these programs in, and that's what they were doing. And most of the programming for me was about accelerated brain power at that point. What's that?
When you're saying that there was like 300 kids, was it in a classroom?
Yes, it was a classroom. In fact, I'm no longer afraid to say it was Evelyn Woods' speed reading, which is a front for mind control. All those programs are fronts for mind, like Stanford University, Kaiser Hospital, Tavistock, anything that's a think tank, you know, where they try to portray themselves as like somebody really brilliant.
Remember
the mind control groups.
Remember the Sylvan Mind Center a few years ago?
It looks like Sylvan's not going to be an advertiser for us.
But Sylvan Mind Control?
Yeah, do you remember that from like...
Yeah, my father took that course and he used that on us. So those are all mind control groups. So there's a lot of fronts like that in the United States.
Were other Masons, Illuminati, was that the thing? Were they all bringing in their children like you? So that was the thing. So if you're an Illuminati member or Freemason,
you have to bring your children in. And usually one child is sacrificed, and I was that, the one that gets abused the worst.
One child.
And they pick that child because they have I had this extraordinary divine power, which was very attractive to them. So they were trying to live off of that energy, you know.
Can you hold that thought for me? We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back, okay? Hang tight, everybody.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
Welcome back to Spiritually Raw, everybody. Thank you very much. We are with Salini Apodaca. And don't forget, listen, if you'd like to just connect with us and get, you know, you like this video, give us a thumbs up, subscribe, go
please
to our YouTube channel, comment, all that good stuff there. So getting back into what happened with you before we you know, just abruptly went, had to go to break there. So there's other children that had to go through this process. And that was part of that. You went in to say, I was sacrificed, okay? So when you were sacrificed, are you referring to just sexually sacrificed? Is that correct?
It was everything. You know, it's like I was the child that was exiled, was abused. I was denied assistance. They wouldn't put me through school. They promised to, but they didn't. My other siblings, well, particularly one sibling, I don't want to go into details, but this particular family member was given everything. And I was pushed out of the family. So it was a very painful journey. But on the other hand, my mother brought me into this spiritual initiation. And so I went in that direction and I received numerous spiritual initiations into divine healing, sacred alchemy, Reiki, spiritual awakening. Mrs. Takata really saved my life, Grand Master Hawaii Takata.
How did your dad your mom taking you into the spiritual side of healing?
How did he react? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, that's the surprising thing, is this is even more evidence that he didn't even know who he was or what he was doing. He was completely unconscious to his own behavior. He was very proud of me, that I was an incredible healer. And he was always asking me for treatments. And his mother was a Christian. So I think that he had a similar upbringing. His mother a Christian, his father an Illuminati member, more powerful. His father and grandfather were way more powerful than my father was. They were senators and they were congressmen. You know, it's political. And so part of the family became intelligence officers. Some of them became politicians. My father was never very important because he was crazy. He was the craziest one in the family by far. But when he saw me rise up, he was actually super proud of me because he didn't understand how I could be spiritually powerful. And he was always asking me for healing. I loved him anyway because I didn't remember until I was older just how bad it was. And then it's like, oh my God,
And I want to revisit that. When you got older there, did you start to remember it? Was there any anger there? Was there any like, what the
hell? Oh, yes.
Okay. Was your father still alive when you when you remember?
Yes.
Okay, so then did you go to him to confront him?
Yes.
And then what did
we had a major confrontation. My sister got very sick. I'd been trying to help her get better. And one day she collapsed and was having seizures. And I was called in. The family always called me because I was a family healer. I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody, but they'd call me in to heal. And so I showed up and I worked on her and deprogrammed her like I did with the JFK assassin. And sure enough, she had all her memories. And she and I together went and confronted our father and mother. I mean, he broke down and cried. And he said, it couldn't have been me. He said, I couldn't have done something like that. He said, I'd have to kill myself. And I said to him, Dad, no, you just don't remember. Go ahead.
So he had no recognition of any of that ever happening?
Correct. And he actually collapsed and had to go to the hospital. And my mom asked me, what do we do? And I said, he's going to have his memories. Let him go through his memories. I'd already had my memories. And he, you know, I went and got him and picked him up at the hospital. And he said, what happened to all of us? And I said, you've been abused. I've been abused. Your grandfather, your father abused you. That was the only time we were ever able to talk about it. He would never talk about it again. And then I became the enemy because I was the one. My sister died after she confronted him. She passed away, and I became the family enemy number one.
And so what was the backlash towards you? So when you were enemy number one, what kind of backlash?
Oh, I was sued. They sued me every year for 15 years. My father stole every last dime. They removed me from, they took my house. They had repossessed my house when I had cancer. I was put on the street. I was removed from the trust and the inheritance. I mean, you name it.
Your father.
Persecution is very common.
I got you. Your father took every last dime. So do you think when he said...
It wasn't just my father. It was other people too.
Okay, fair enough. So when he did this to you, when we first started talking, he'd mentioned to you about the fact of like, hey, what happened to us? You know, like he didn't remember. And then you became the enemy number one. So do you think memories were coming back? Do you think he was actually saying he did know that he did what he did?
I think he was starting to remember because my sister and I were working on him. And one day he said to me, he said, I know what you're trying to do and I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. He said, I'm really proud of you that you're doing it, but I can't do it. And that was the last time that we had civil conversations. After that, I was attacked and attacked and attacked. You know, every so often I'd hear from him, but it was dangerous. He was dangerous to me at that point. So I no longer wanted anything to do with it. So then I went on to write my book. They knew I was writing a book, so I'm sure that they didn't like it. And of course, I created a career and I'm healing people now and I'm deprogramming people, including the JFK assassin of all people.
How did that all happen? How did you connect with the JFK assassin?
Well, that was very strange because I went to college and got my degree in drug and alcohol counseling and I became an addictions counselor, which I did for many, many years. And I worked at different alcohol treatment centers and drug treatment centers. And one of the places I worked at, which I don't even know if it's in business anymore, we had a particular program called sodium pentothal. So that when somebody would come in, they would receive sodium pentothal as truth serum. So when they would come in, they would receive a sodium pentothal treatment one day, and then the next day they'd get an emetine which is to make them throw up. And so we would condition them not to drink. And during the truth sessions, they would reveal details of their past. Well, when this particular client came to me, there was nothing revealed. He's the only client I ever had that had zero answers to his truth serum, which is a red flag for serious mind control.
Right.
All he would say was, "I wish I spent more time with my family." I mean, you could ask him, "How old are you?" And he'd say, "I wish I spent more time with my family." But when I got him in the office, I said, "Did something happen to you? Because you've been, it looks like mind control to me." And he broke down and he said, "Yes." And he said, "I want to tell you everything, but I'm afraid," and blah, blah, blah. So I said, "Do you want my super duper Reiki mind liberation treatment, you know, the deprogramming?" And he said, "Yes." And so I proceeded to work on him with what I do. And boom, just like that, he remembered. So he too was an MK Ultra, and he too had been taken through a deprogramming by the government in a military lab under the ground. And I unlocked his memories. He knew that he was an assassin, but he couldn't remember the details of the Kennedy assassination until after I gave him his super duper Reiki deprogramming treatment. And that was when he revealed to me that he was the a CIA assassin, a career assassin in the Caucasian squad. And he told me that he was involved in all four of the assassinations during the 60s, the Kennedy, Martin Luther King, RFK, and Malcolm X, I guess. So, you know, he revealed all the details to me, and he showed me the proof that he was on the grassy knoll, that they showed him a photo just a few minutes before of who he was going to kill. And they told him, "If you don't do it, we'll kill you today and somebody else will do it." So, and he told me that he burst into tears, and as far as he was concerned, that's the day he lost his soul.
When you
he said he didn't want to do it.
When you say that he showed you proof, what kind of proof did he show you that you knew that
it
was him instinctively?
He was in the CIA and where he stayed and in Dallas, Texas, and documentation of where he stayed and things like that. He also, there were some people that took a picture of him, and he tried to get those destroyed, but some of them are online. I don't know if you can find them anymore, but I've seen a picture of him on the grassy knoll. So, you know, the bottom line is that when you liberate someone with divine energy, all their shadow is going to come forward, Jay. And when the shadow comes forward, whatever darkness there is in you is going to be revealed. And so I can tell when someone's really breaking free because they break down and they cry like he did. He sobbed, he cried, he threw up and begged for forgiveness. He asked for forgiveness from God. He asked for forgiveness from me. And, you know, my job as a counselor is not to judge somebody. I mean, he came to me for healing. I have to honor his journey. And what was most remarkable to me was the fact that the reason why he did this was that for the first time in his life, he was in love. And he had a wife, and she was going to leave him because he was an alcoholic. And he said the whole time he was an assassin, there was no love, and the CIA had trapped him with alcohol and women. But he said, this time we're in love and I don't want to lose her. So I will do whatever I have to do to heal. And this man did the work. He actually did the internal healing work and he became sober and got well. And for me, this was remarkable because I saw that anybody can recover, even somebody like that, when you are confronted with God's divine love. Because Reiki is really God's divine love. It really is. It's just unconditional love.
Was he not aware, or did he ask you anything? Hey, don't turn me in, or don't tell anybody about me.
Yeah, where is he now?
The person that
he's passed away, or I wouldn't be able to talk about it. No, I'm not allowed to. You know, when somebody reveals something like that, the HIPAA laws are. I'm not allowed to tell anybody because I'm a counselor. I'm working for a counseling institution. They can admit to murder, and I'm not allowed to say anything. Now, if you were to say, "I'm going to kill somebody," or "I'm going to abuse a child," or something, then I would have to report it. But this was something that occurred; it already occurred. You know, this was 1991 when I saw him, so it was quite a long time ago that he was involved. You know, the 60s. I'm not allowed to say anything. I wasn't allowed to.
I want to just talk back to your childhood and the whole Illuminati. Now, is everyone in the Illuminati, are they all under the belief of the satanic religion, number one?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I had that wondering about that myself. My father was not interested in Satan. He never showed, you know, he never looked at any documents or reading stuff. I think that this group that we were involved in, there's really two groups. There's the Satanists and there's the Nazis. There's a whole group that came over from World War II that are very Nazi oriented, and it's more like a cult. Mm-hmm. It's not really Satanism, it's a cult. Yeah. Although they tie in together. But, you know, it's about money and power and domination. My father was very interested in having a lot of money, a lot of power, and being able to control other people. He never, you know, got into bowing down, and we never had any pentacles in the house or any statues or anything.
Nothing like that? Nothing.
No, I never saw anything like that. I mean, he wasn't as far into it as a lot of people are, which was a thank God for me, because it could have been a lot worse. I think that's part of the reason I'm okay is, you know, I never saw him beat my mother or anything. You know, he loved her and she was very spiritual and he always thought that was fine. But there was this, he was definitely schizophrenic. Mm. So the part of him that was dark was off doing whatever he was doing. I think he was a sex trafficker, frankly. I think he was selling either women or children. It's like, why did he have so much money? I don't know. Like, I always wondered,
what was he doing? What was his front, like his occupation?
He was a real estate appraiser and developer. But, you know, he was a career officer in the military for like 16 years. And he left the military about the time I was born. And suddenly they have money. And when I look back on that, they must have assigned him a job in the military. I think he was trained in MKUltra in the military. And he was an officer. He was the first officer to go to Hiroshima after the bomb was dropped. He was chosen by the president to fly into Hiroshima. So, you know, he had a certain level of power at that point. And then suddenly we have money, but I don't know where it came from. I mean, he was doing work. He was working, but yeah, sometimes there'd be a lot of money. And I always wondered where it came from. I never got to have any of it, but you know, he was flying all over the world all the time. I don't know what he was doing. Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff, probably.
Mm-hmm. What do you think's going on in today's Illuminati?
I think that this is right now. They have they've prepared for 100 years for this moment in time. This ridiculous fake pandemic, which is a scamdemic. And, you know, they prepared for this. Their goal since 1900 has been world domination. Mm-hmm. And so this is really important for you to understand the connection here. And that is that the reason why there were 50 million of us mind controlled, by the way, in the 50s and 60s. Just let that sink in. That's 1/4 of the children of the population of the United States. And the reason why is they were preparing to put us all in these different jobs as, you know, politicians, lawyers, judges, teachers, counselors, police officers, because they were preparing for this moment when they're going to activate all the mind-controlled people in the world to take over the world. And I know because, you know, those people I left behind who didn't get recovered went on to become, you know, part of the Illuminati network. So this is a global network of people who've been put in positions, health officers, police officers, school teachers. I mean, how did they manage to get this thing in the news like that? Everybody in the whole world shuts down. That's the reason why, is because there are millions of program people all over the world who are in alignment with the satanic program. And those of us who escaped as whistleblowers are explaining to the world, which is in my book right here, you know.
Hold
this
it up.
Book of yes, I'm going to show you. I tell the whole story. This is why they tried to kill me, because of this. And
who tried to kill you?
I don't know who they were, but I was followed. Cars crashed into me. I've had people try to hurt me. Lots of things. And I got the book anyway.
You still come out. So you've had people try to kill you. You've had people try to hurt you, and you still come out. So have you lost that? Where do you put your trust in that you're going to be okay? Do you live in any fear at all?
Yeah.
God. My trust is in God. God has been protecting me since day one. And if my dad were here today, he would come on and he would say, I'm so proud of her. Because he stopped. And at some point, they stopped bothering me. All of them stopped bothering me. I made it very clear that I stand in alignment with God. I'm doing God's mission on earth here as a truth speaker, as a healer, as a star seed. I don't know, whatever terminology you want to use, light worker, you know. I'm here to serve humanity. I'm here to heal people. And I believe that my childhood was preordained. Half of my childhood was abuse. The second half was healing. And so I was initiated into healing so that I could heal humanity. But I also saw what they were doing. So I can heal them, by the way. So, you know, the JFK assassin isn't the only person who's come forward. I've had other dark ones come to me and reveal to me the plans of the New World Order. And that's why I can tell you exactly what their plan is right now.
Where are they going with everyone
on Earth.
I'm sorry, say that again. Where is the New World Order going?
Their goal is to reduce the population to 500 million.
Yeah.
In order to have everybody enslaved, microchipped and vaccinated with a vaccine card. And the microchip is the mark of the beast, and it will be in your arm, and it's an AI program. It's been developed for 40 years. And that program will be linking into your neural network, and they'll be able to monitor every movement, every time you eat dinner, every time you go to the restroom, every time you make love, every time you talk to somebody, everything is recorded on this microchip in a data bank. And the minute that you get out of line is when you're terminated. Mm-hmm. And so this has been their plan for a long time.
If you have this chip in you, they can turn this chip off and then you're boom.
Right.
Just game over, right?
How, okay, so now you have Trump who has stepped in. In terms of his role, how far has he gotten to destroy that whole agenda, or has he not even gotten to that point yet?
Well, that's a whopper of a question. You know, I didn't like him when he got elected. I've been a lifelong Democrat, although I stopped voting a long time ago once I realized what was going on. But when he was elected, I was confused because I thought, what is going on here? He seemed like the most unlikely person to run for office. Yeah. I'm an observer, and I know about the New World Order, and I thought, okay, let's see what's going to happen. And once I saw how attacked he was, I realized that he was there for, I'm like, maybe seriously, that, you know, I'm not some kind of outrageously fringe person, but it seems like the Holy Spirit has placed him there for a reason. I believe that God is orchestrating the entire healing of this planet. Somebody had to be in that position who could play that game, and he's the only one, really. Had to be somebody. He's not a Satanist,
right?
And he's not a member of a secret society, but he was a billionaire, and he knows how to play that game. Mm-hmm. So it sort of takes a gangster to catch a gangster, a snake to catch a snake. And I feel like he was the perfect person, and maybe he had a spiritual awakening and all of a sudden saw that if he didn't do it, that we were going to become enslaved. And right. Absolutely we are. So to answer your question, I would say that the alliance that he is a part of, and he's just one member, by the way, they are out there. I have spoken to white hats. I have some inside information. They are rescuing the children under the ground. That's happening. Right now.
There's so much to talk about with you and so little time to talk about it in. But I do want to ask you this last question before we get to the close of the show. What does 6 months look like for us from your opinion of what you know? Like,
this is the most critical moment in global history. If you don't stand up, see, you guys aren't being harassed like we are here. I mean, I almost got arrested at the grocery store. And I'm like, what's going on here? If we don't stand up to this attempt and medical tyranny, this is medical tyranny, and they're going to try to convince everybody that if you don't have that chip, you can't eat, and you can't buy goods. This was predicted in Revelations. You know, all you have to do is look at the Bible or other prophecies, the Hopi prophecy. We must take our power back, Jay. We must stand in our power. We must say no to tyranny from darkness. And we must stand in our light and say no. God's already told us we don't take the microchip. We've been informed by the light of what we are and are not supposed to do. So I'm telling people to have faith, to trust the process, and I don't care how scary it is. If you think this is scary, you should see what I lived through, and you should see what's coming, because the next thing will be famine. After that will be the next wave, which the next wave they're planning for September. Just listen to their announcements. Dr. Fauci said it's going to get worse in September. Dr. Burke said it's going to get worse.
What do they mean by that exactly? Getting worse?
Another round of it.
No. Are they saying that they're going to bring out another virus? They're going to make this one worse? Where are they going to go with
this
that?
This is what they're doing. They have us wearing masks, and we're inside, and we're upset. We're stressed out. We're broke. We don't have money. So everybody's immune system's being lowered by fake directions. Everything they're telling us to do is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a holistic doctor, so I know you don't wear a mask and stay at home. That's the worst thing you could do. By the time they release the next round of it, people will be sicker. Mm-hmm. And so their plan is to try to get the next wave of deaths, and then people be so freaked out that they'll want to have the vaccination. And in between that time, they're destroying the food supply. And I don't know if you've noticed, but they're killing the animals. They're blocking the trucks from delivering food. There's food stacking up here in the fields in California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's their plan, is if they can get us without food, dependent on them, with no jobs, because all our jobs have been destroyed, then we have to take the chip and the vaccine. Well, and I'm telling you right now, I will not take it.
Let me assist in.
That all being said, where then do you think Trump has us in terms of past it, safety, not safety?
Is it going to be delayed? Well, say that again.
Is it going to still happen, or has he delayed it, or is he like blocking?
So how much
or
is he
protecting totally
us
blocking
right now
it?
From
yeah.
this overall like thing, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, I think it's really important for people to understand that everything in the world isn't up to Trump, although he's in a very important position, and he's going to do everything he can. He's playing a master chess game right now. He's going to try to protect us. I don't think he's going to forcefully vaccinate us. But beyond that, we have to realize that the Holy Spirit's in charge, and I do believe that the awakening is going to occur. The Great Awakening is happening. This was prophesied. It's going to happen. I want people to hear this. If they hear nothing else, you're going to be okay. You will get through this. It's 2 years of rockiness all the way through till next year. Then there's going to come a divine flash where the earth is going to be purified, and that's coming from the central core of the universe. You must align yourself with your spiritual path, whatever religion you're with. Align yourself with that and not with the doctors and the shots and all that stuff. That's the death path.
Right.
The life path is we're ending the old paradigm and we're beginning the new paradigm. So we have to be in faith and realize I am an example. Look how I rose up out of the darkness. I am an example. You follow this path that I lay down in my book and on my website, and I'm opening an Ascension Mystery School to teach people how to wake up and have faith. God is here watching over us.
Solani, we got to get down to the end of the show here. Can you please let our audience, and I love this, and I would love to have you back on for much more here, because there's so much with you, but can you tell our audience how they can get connected with you and, you know, how they can support what you got going on with your messaging?
You bet, Jay. I have my website is emergingfromthematrix.com. But I'm opening a second website. I don't know how we're going to link them together. It's going to be Salani.love, because love is what heals the earth. Love covers everything, ends viruses, ends darkness. So I'm going to be having that, and I will have an Ascension Mystery School there. You can also book me at Salani.youcanbook.me. You can find me on Facebook at Salani Terry Apodaca. You can find me on YouTube, Salani Terry Apodaca, where I have many videos teaching. And you can email me, emergingfromthematrix@gmail.com. I urge your followers to get a session with me. I discount my first session because I can activate your light. A lot of people are afraid right now, and I don't want you to be afraid. I'm gonna happy to lend you my hope and my trust and my faith in God, because we will survive this. It's going to be scary, but we're going to survive it. We really will. It's going to be beautiful when it's over, because the plan that God has for us is perfection and paradise and love and abundance.
Solid.
Did I tell you everything?
Listen, thank you so much for being on
here. My book is available on Amazon, Emerging from the Matrix. This will give you a lot of information. And in the back, it has 22 steps to soul transformation. Tell you how to do it. So it's Emerging from the Matrix, Healing Human Trauma and Ending Global Enslavement by Salome.
All right, listen, everybody buy that book that you've seen there. That's good stuff there.
Yes, please. Believe me, I'm not making much money off of anything.
You know what? May you be blessed and may you get 20 million books sold out of this.
I hope so. I'll share it with everybody.
Yeah, really. Well, listen,
we'll start
here first. And then anyway, but listen, everybody, it's great having you on, Salome. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Together, we will turn the key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, tune in often.
And may the goddess bless you all. You're always under protection by God, goddess.
And what she said. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take it easy, everybody. We'll see you next time.